Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
All right, Shannon and Spike live from the iHeartRadio Music Festival. And what's going on with the Dirty on the 30 this morning?
Well, if you are a Grays fan, I'm just warning you here, you may never think of McDreamy the same way again. Patrick Dempsey is being accused of some not-so-nice behavior behind the scenes during his time on Grey's Anatomy. There's a new book about the show that's coming out. It's called How to Save a Life, The Inside Story of Grey's Anatomy. And it is shedding light on why Patrick Dempsey really left the show in 2015. Lynette Rice's unauthorized Grey's book detailed what allegedly went down between Patrick and Shonda Rhimes, the show's creator. The book claims he was terrorizing on the set.
Really?
Yeah, I want to read you an excerpt. It says, there were HR issues. It wasn't sexual in any way. He was sort of terrorizing the set. Some cast members had all sorts of PTSD with him. He had this hold on the set where he knew he could stop production and scare people. The network and the studio came down. We had sessions with them. I think he was just done with the show. And the book also said that he and Shonda Rhimes were always at each other's throats. Janine Renshaw, who was a producer on the show, revealed in the book that when Shonda finally witnessed Patrick's behavior and how he was treating the crew and other cast members, that was the final straw for her. She went to the network and said, either he goes or I go.
You think?
And obviously, he was the one that went. Yeah. Jeopardy has made a decision on hosting duties. Former Big Bang Theory star. Yeah, Mayim Bialik is going to do it, and she's going to share that role with Ken Jennings. So they're going to split the job through the end of the year. In the meantime, the show's going to continue to search for a permanent replacement. And Mojo, I'm starting to go back to what you said of they should have maybe just ended it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or just go with one of them and just say, you know what, it is what it is. I got to be honest with you. I know that people don't like the guy that is the producer guy. I've been watching these episodes these last couple of days. I don't know why. It shows you what kind of life I have. That guy, Mike Richards, he's great.
Yeah.
He actually is.
Yeah.
He is really, really good. And I saw why they were going to give him the show, because he kind of had that smugness that Alex Trebek had, you know, where I'm smarter than you type smugness. And so I thought he was actually pretty good. If you've been watching the last couple of weeks, it's going to be interesting to see who they choose as their final person. I think Megan, especially since she's playing the at-home version. By the way, Megan, I almost called you a couple of times while I'm sitting on the couch watching it going, Megan, what has my life become?
It makes you feel smart, especially on Kids Week or College Week. You just get an extra boost of self-confidence.
I feel dumb.
That is incorrect.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to feel smart, you're supposed to watch Wheel of Fortune. They're a little easier to figure out.
Yeah. Irina Shayk finally commenting on her relationship with Kanye West. She was very vague in doing so. I still can't figure out what's going on there. When asked about him, she simply said, tomorrow, there's going to be a rumor that I'm dating my doorman, okay? Then after tomorrow, it's going to be somebody else. She said, look, there's always something there, and I'm just keeping it to myself. So I have no clue if they're still together or not. I'm just passing along her comment.
I want to hear more, and I know later this morning you have more on Kanye telling us all about Kim's infidelity. But I keep trying to think to myself, like, what if all this is planned, or if this is just the craziness of those guys?
I don't think it's planned.
You know? I think it's just real.
Everything is so very calculated on both sides.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like the Kardashians don't do anything unless it's calculated, but
yeah. And lastly, do you guys remember the name? How could you forget? Antoine Dodson.
Had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband, because they raping everybody out here.
Yeah, he's actually in the Dirty this morning. His sweet mama just died, and he is now asking for some help to cover her funeral costs. She passed away over the weekend in Alabama, which came as a shock to Antoine because he thought she was over some of her recent health issues. I know she was having problems with one of her legs, had to have it amputated a few months ago. But Antoine said because of the pandemic, he's strapped for cash, and he really needs help covering his mom's funeral costs.
That's going to go towards her funeral, her burial, her casket, and stuff like that, because this was so unexpected. Like I said, the week I talked to her before that, she was fine. She had came out of ICU. So I'm thinking like, oh, this is, you know, my mom's going to be okay. And then we got the call, and it was like, oh my God, I was so not prepared for this. You know, it's just a lot. COVID stopped a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really getting a lot of jobs anyway. But when I did work, you know, I was able to survive and, you know, stay above water.
Hide your money.
By the way, it's gonna be coming I gotta post this video because, and by, I feel terrible for him. It's awful to lose his mom. He's saying he's strapped for cash, yet he's wearing a Chanel hat, and his, every single one of his every single one of his fingers has diamond rings on it.
You think they're real?
I don't know, but still. Yeah. All right, for all today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on thedirtythemorning.com.
Good morning. Mojo in the Morning's Dirt.
And another phone scam coming up in minutes.